everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. We all like to help out, and we like the way we feel when we serve others. But sometimes we might feel a little lost as far as who needs help and where we can serve. We don't have to wait around for someone to invite us. We can take action on our own. While I was serving as a missionary in San Diego, I was assigned to an area called the Imperial Valley. And it was a very small area where everyone knew each other and had grown up together. Our ward was full of older people, and my companion and I thought it would be a good idea, since we were new to the area, to start visiting them and get to know them. But for whatever reason, we were having such a hard time being able to develop a relationship with them. We felt like they liked the elders more than the sisters, and that was a bit frustrating. So we thought of things that we could do to help us get our foot in the door. And the first thing that we thought about was doing service. And we decided that instead of asking them if we could come and do service, we would just show up at their house and start doing it. So we got all of our cleaning supplies and all of the supplies that we thought we would use, and we stopped by the members' homes and just started cleaning either the outside of their windows or cleaning up their lawn. And eventually they noticed, and guess what? Every single one of them invited us into their home. It was through these opportunities of service that we got to know our ward members and became closer to them. So I will say, if you're trying to befriend someone, or if you don't get along with someone, serve them. If you're trying to love someone, serve them. This was such a teaching moment for me and helped me understand the power that there was in serving others. While it may have seemed like that was my job as a missionary to serve, the call to serve is not only made to those who wish to serve as full-time missionaries. We are all called to serve. The scriptures tell us, if ye have desires to serve God, ye are called to the work. All it simply takes is the desire. So if you have the desire to serve others, do it. Don't wait around for a church service event to happen. Don't wait for an organization to appear. Go out and do it on your own. Start in your own family. It doesn't have to be immediate family, but it can be. Send out a group family text and ask your family members who needs help. It can be mowing a lawn or cleaning their pool, dusting the house. It can be taking care of your nieces or your cousins so their parents can go on a date night. Your family will appreciate your initiative and your desire to help them out. And what a better way to start your service than with the people closest to you. Next, reach out to your neighborhood and your community. If you don't know your neighbors, serving them is a great way to get to know them. I remember when we first moved to Utah, our neighbors were the first ones there to help us move our furniture in, and they made us a plate of cookies, and they are still very dear friends of ours. Sometimes we're so focused on our families and our lives that we forget that there are others struggling and that might need our help. You might be exactly what your neighbor needs, and you might develop long-lasting friendships from that. Also, reach out to your community. If you know of a group within your community that does charity events or carries out service projects, join it. If there isn't one, start one. A friend of mine started his own service group through Facebook and invited all of his friends, and once a month they would do a different service project, either for a specific family or for a group. And they did everything from making blankets for sick children at the hospital to helping feed the homeless at the soup kitchen. And it was such a fun and rewarding experience, and it made me so excited to continue to serve and to look for other opportunities to serve as well. You can even go online and find local organizations that are always looking for volunteers. There really are so many ways that you can find opportunities to serve those around you. Also, you can find ways to serve others with your talents. If you have a specific gift or talents that you want to share, then do it. There was this man in our church congregation who knew all about wildlife and safety, you know, out in the wild, like hunting and starting a fire. And he came and taught a class to all the women about self-reliance. And he taught us how to start a fire in case we were ever in an emergency situation. He taught us what we could and couldn't eat. if we were stuck in the wild. And he taught us so many other things that I didn't know. And even though this seems like an extreme situation to happen, you know, you being stuck in the wild, it was still good to know and taught us a lot. That was a talent and knowledge that he had, and he was willing to come and share it with others. That was service. If you have a talent or a knowledge of something that others don't, share it. You never know how that can help them. Dieter F. Uchtdorf said, "As we lose ourselves in the service of others, we discover our own lives and our own happiness. There are opportunities all around us to serve. All we have to do is look for them." There are so many great videos on Mormon Channel about service. If you just search the word service under the tab, and it might even help you get some ideas for your next service project or where to start if you're trying to find ways to serve other people. Make sure to check it out, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow for another uplifting message.